Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Small Times Hustler Sports Podcast on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Well, it's beautiful in Paterson, New Jersey. It's supposed to be a nice, hot 80 degrees. I wish it was Sunday because 80 degrees is some great weather for football. Well, no matter what, it's great weather everywhere. If it's great weather here, it's great weather everywhere. That's what I feel anyway. How's everybody doing? For the people who join in or catch the show later, thanks for tuning in. We're still in the beginning process of getting this podcast off the ground. And I know I was just telling somebody behind the scenes that it's hard getting believers or followers when you're talking about sports. Why? Because everybody think they know everything about sports. If there's anybody who watch sports, ask them about sports, and everybody think they know everything. You can't know everything about sports. Reason being, anything is possible. You know what they say, it ain't over till it's over. It's not over till the fat lady sing. It's not over until the last second take off the last clock in a football game or a basketball game, or the last out is made in baseball, or also if the last second is ticked off in hockey. Today, my co-host, my nephew, T'Shawn Williams, he's not going to be able to be with her today. So I thought I was going to be doing the show by myself, but I got a friend coming through in a minute to help me out. I hope it was a little bit last minute, but that's okay. We just having fun, and we just talking sports. That's all. We just having fun and talking sports. And let me tell you, this week we got some great matchups in football. I mean, for all the football lovers like myself, we got some great matchups. Let me just run through a couple of them real quick that we got tomorrow on week 8 of NFL football. We got the Patriots and the Dolphins, which is my team. Everybody know this is the home of the Miami Dolphins. Patriots and the Dolphins. We got Texans and the Panthers. We got the Rams and the Cowboys that somebody just told me that might be the game of the week. We got the Vikings against the Packers. We got the Saints against the Colts. We got the Jets against the Giants. Oh, two home teams. The Jaguars against the Steelers and the Falcons against the Titans. The Eagles against the Commanders. The Browns against the Seahawks. The Ravens against the Cardinals. The Chiefs against the Broncos. The Bengals against the 49ers. And Sunday night game, we got the Bears against the Chargers. And Monday night, we got the Raiders against the Lions. I was looking for the buy, the teams that got a buy this week, but I can't find that right now, the buy, the teams that got the buy. But, okay, but before we move on to that, Thursday night game, Thursday night we saw the Buffalo Bills beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 24-18. See, the Bills, they did what they supposed to do, finally. You're supposed to beat the teams that you're supposed to beat and then play your hearts out against teams that's equally as good as you or better than you. And that's what made good football teams and or good any sport. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat, and then the ones that you don't as good as you or better, you play your heart out against them. And then at the end of the season, hopefully you have a winning record. So, you know, finally the Buffalo did that because, you know, Buffalo previously lost to the Jets. And they also lost to, who else? The Buffalo lost to somebody else. Let me see, right offhand. Oh, they lost to the Patriots last week, 29-25. And they should have lost to the Giants, but the fill-in for Darnell Jones, Tyreek Thomas maybe, the backup quarterback, he made that classic blunder at the end of halftime on the 2-yard line when he ran another play instead of throwing a pass and the time ran out. If they would have just kicked the field goal right there in the end of the game, they would have been kicking the field goal for the win. But, you know, that's football. It's mistakes. Mistakes are going to be made, and you have to just put it behind you and move on to the next week and don't carry it to the next week. But that's what happened anyway. So what I wanted to talk about before I even talked about any more sports was I wanted to talk about the damn refereeing. This has got to be the most worst officiating I have ever seen. And I've been watching football since 1971-72. This year has to be the worst officiating I've seen. Last week, the officiating cost the Colts a game, and it damn sure cost Miami a game. Miami had 10 penalties for 70 yards, two in crucial, three of them that gave Philadelphia first down on the drive they was doing, and one was a blatant face mask. First of all, it was a pass interference and then a face mask from a safety on a Miami Dolphins wide receiver, which was the fourth down and ended their drive. Now, I'm not trying to say that's the reason they lost, because I never blame a loss on officiating, because I believe that calls, they weigh theyself out. If they make a bad call for Miami, they make a bad. Sooner or later, they'll pay Miami back and make a bad call for Philadelphia. But this time, they didn't do that. Miami had 10 penalties, and Philadelphia had none. So I guess they're trying to say that Philadelphia played a mistake-free game, when obviously the face mask the whole world could see, because they put it up on the screen for the whole world to see, blatant holes, holding offense and defense, blatant pass interference. It was just a train wreck of penalties. And I believe Miami sent an email to whoever's in charge of the NFL complaining about the penalties that were called and weren't called. But I mean, nothing is gonna happen. But we'll see. I just don't know what they're going to do to fix this. They're doing everything they could do to fix officiating, the instant replay, challenging, all that, and they still can't get it right. They still costing team games. They still costing people later on in the end playoff positions because of bad calls. But that's like an off-limit conversation that you're not supposed to talk about. You're not supposed to talk about the officiating. Well, that's what they say. I'm here to talk about it. It stinks. As Bubba, my man Bubba, the YouTube sensation say, trash. The officiating has been trash. all year long. You wanted to say something, Dre? Oh, okay. I thought you wanted to say something. I got my man Dre out here. He's going to chime in when he get a chance. Or just chime in whenever you're ready. You know me. I start ranting. I get on a rant. So, he lost his call. So, if everybody know, me and my nephew, we give out picks every week. We give out picks. So far this year, 1 second, please. Okay, we got Dre back. So far this year, I'm 15 wins, 6 losses, and 1 push this year, which is pretty good odds if you ask me. That's in 22 games, I picked 5 winners. And my nephew is 15 wins and 8 losses, which is even good too, because in 23 games, he picked 15 winners also. So, I mean, I try to tell people, like, you got professional handicappers who don't do that good. But we'll see as the season goes on. We'll see how it turn out and see how my record ends out. I got a 4-pick parlay a little bit later that I'm going to give out for free, but I'll give it out more towards the end of the show. Dre, you with me?
Bro.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Anything you wanted to say?
Oh, man. Game. It's going to be a good game. Dallas and the Rams.
Dallas and the Rams. Yeah, we was talking about that earlier. You said that you think that's going to be the game of the week.
Yeah.
Who you think going to win that one?
I think it's a lot of pressure on Dallas because, you know, that's not a lot of pressure on him right now. So, like you're saying, Dallas is a nasty team. And, you know, I think his job's on the line. I really do feel his job on the line.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, his job is on the line.
Yeah.
That's whose job is on the line, Dak Prescott.
Yeah. I was listening to Stephen A. Talk. And, you know, usually Stephen A. goes in on our players. But,
right.
That Prescott is dealing with a lot of emotional problems. Because, you know, he just lost his brother a couple of years ago. So, I think it's a little bit bigger than football. You know? Because people forget that these athletes are human beings. They wake up and sleep and stress just like everybody else does. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot more to just going on that field and leaving your problems at home. It's not that easy, you know?
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people don't take account of that. A lot of people don't think of that, but that's true. I mean, they humans just like us. You know, they get mad. They argue with their wives. They fight with their kids. Fight with their wives, you know what I mean? And that's a normal. I mean, like, just like anything else, police officers, the president, sports people, they all go through the same day-to-day hustle and bustle that everybody go through. And I could understand them bringing that into a work. Sometimes you argue at home and you take it to work with you. So I could see them taking that to, you know, on the field with them.
Right.
So that's what, you know, I understand. So I didn't even think about that Dak Prescott has got going through personal issues. I didn't even think about that. But that's a good point. But anyway, I think that as far as that Dallas and Rams game go, Dallas, they're on a 10-game winning streak at home, 10-game home winning streak. The thing that I found kind of odd and to put the Dallas Cowboys at a disadvantage is they getting ready to go through a 41-day span of not playing at home. The way the schedule is constructed, they getting ready to go the next 41 days without even playing a game at home. So what I think that means is they might have a bye, and then they might play one game in London, and then the next three games they probably away. So this like more like a must win. They need to set it off by getting this win today against the Rams. I'm kind of up in the air about this game. I don't really know. I can't really. I want to say pick the Dallas over the Rams, but this is a game that I wouldn't touch. Like, I wouldn't bet on this game because 1 minute I think Rams might win. And but you know what? I think I'm gonna take the Rams with the points. But this is not one of my picks, but if I had to make a pick, I would take the Rams with the points in this game, just if I had to pick a team. Mm-hmm. And I would take the Rams. I would take the Rams plus 6. You know what I mean? If I had to.
But, you know, last week, they only put up 17 points.
Who?
The Rams. It's what, 17 points last week against Philadelphia. Against Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they lost 24-17 last week. Yeah, they did.
I know the coach got in the ass last week. You know what I'm saying? And it was a home game.
Oh yeah, they definitely gonna have to put up more than that to beat the Cowboys this week. They definitely are. moving on right along, I see that the Colts play. I know Colts want. I don't know. I wonder how they feeling after that blown call last week. But the Colts is playing New Orleans this week. The one thing about the Colts is in the last two games, the Colts have had 8 turnovers in the last two games. And I don't really know if they could – I don't really – think that they could beat a 3-4 Saints team turning the ball over like that. If they can contain the ball maybe and run it a little bit and mix it up with the run in the pass game, they might be all right. This is another game where I wouldn't put any money on it because I'm up in the air. If I had to take a winner, I would probably go with the Saints. Minus 3. I probably would go with the Saints minus 3. Yeah, that would be my pick. Next,
the Saints are coming off a bye week, so they're gonna be well rested.
Are they coming off a bye?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, they could be well rested. They'd be well rested. So we're moving right along. Now we get to talk about my game of the week, the New England Patriots against my Miami Dolphins. New England Patriots are 2-5. They had a pretty good game last week that they won. They really came through and they was about to jump off the ledge. If they would have lost that game, they would have been 1-6. Bill Belichick pulled one out of the hat, and they survived last week that game. So, against the Bills, they beat the Bills 29-25. So I heard it went down to the last couple of plays in the red zone, but, you know, fortunate for them and for me, because anybody in that AFC East, I want them to lose. Because, you know, it helps Miami out. But one thing about the Patriots is that they excel in stopping the run. Actually, I think I made notes. Actually, they lead the league in the fewest yards per carry with 3.42. Yeah, so Miami gonna have their hands full because the Patriots lead the league in yards, giving up yards per carry, and Miami is lead the NFL in yards per game with 162.3 and 6.3 yards per carry. So that's like still running into still. You got the best defense against the run with the best offense against the run, with the best offense with the run. So it's going to be pretty good, but everybody know, I can go on and on about my Fins now, with Tua right now. Tua's doing his thing. I listened to something on YouTube the other day about they had a whole list of people that was trashing them on First Take. All the sport outlets, they was just trashing Tua 2 years ago and talking about why did they take him, and oh man, they was just killing him, and now he made them all eat crow. You know what I mean? He turned it all around, proved that he deserved to be in the NFL, proved that he's an elite quarterback, proved that he could go against any team or any defense. He proved himself. The only problem that the Dolphins got is that they starting to say they bully sorry teams, and then when they go up against good teams, they lose. So Miami got to prove themselves against some of the good teams because, they 5-2, but they beat up on – they beat Carolina. They beat the Patriots once. They beat the Chargers. They beat – who else did they beat? I can't remember right offhand, but they got killed. Buffalo killed them. And then last week, the Eagles beat them pretty handily. So we're going to have to show some spunk. we just can't keep beating up on these sorry teams. So, and you don't even got to ask me. Dolphins run line, if you're betting. I think the point spread is at about 9.5. They should cover that. Easy. They should beat the Patriots easy. Like I'm thinking 37-13 or 35-17. It should be easy for them to cover that 10 points. So that's actually one of my picks right there that I'm going to give out later on. But what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to go over some more games and talk some more sports. I hope that you're enjoying yourself. You'll be right back with me and Dre to talk a little bit more sports before I give out my free 14 parlay winner. Got to make some money, man. Break the bank. Break the bank. That's what we're trying to do here. We'll be right back after this message. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I love that Rocky music, man. That motivates anybody. It does something to me. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you enjoying the show. We're not going to keep you much longer. I just wanted to talk about two more games. The Giants game, the Giants and the Jets. Oh, my God. Giants and the Jets. What are we going to do? Two subpar teams, and when I say subpar, I mean subpar. Even though the Jets are, you know, well, the Jets got a big defense is up there with this in the top four. You can't take nothing away from the defense, but I don't know about the quarterback. Actually, my bad. I don't think the Giants' starting quarterback is. I think the Giants' backup quarterback is playing. Well, no, I don't think Jones is coming in, and I think that, Zach Wilson is hurt. So we might see two backup quarterbacks. And just food for thought, the Giants are 32nd in the NFL in scoring. They're only averaging 12 points per game. But wait a minute. The Jets ain't much better. The Jets is only 22nd in points scored in the NFL. So with that being said, all of you know what that means. Points are going to be at a minimum today in that game. If there's anything you want to take, I would bet heavy on the under, because with two backup playing, with two teams that's in the bottom and score points already, nah, I don't see this game. This is an easy under. Easy under. Now, that's going to be definitely on my 14 parlay this week. Easy under. I think the under over is 35.5. Nah, I can't see it. I see this game being like 20-7, 21-10 maybe, Jets in favor of the Jets. So you can either take the Jets run line or you can either take the under. Either way you go, you can't go wrong with that bet. Trust me, we'll talk about it next Sunday. Okay, let's move on to one more game before I give out the parlay for the week. The Jaguars. And the Jaguars is really playing, ain't they? You know, they surprised everybody, man. The Jaguars, they surprised the hell out of me, put it like that. The Jaguars surprised the hell out of me. Don't get me wrong. They got one of the worst passing defenses in the NFL. I mean, they got a league high, you know, yards. They gave up 1,917 yards already. They have given up for the year. That's that number is totally unacceptable. 1,917 yards, passing yards. Nah, they need to fix the whole defense. But they're going up against the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, who known for defense. So I don't even know. I'm not even gonna pick a winner on that. They not on my 14 parlay, and I'm not even gonna pick a winner on this game. If I was a betting man, which I am, but I'll put it like this: if a gun was to my head, I would take the Jaguars -2. The under over is 40, but I'm not going to touch that. So, you know what? We're going to wrap this show up. I just like coming out here with y'all talking sports. You know what I mean? And I hope that if you like the show, like, you know, make a good comment, you know, like it, subscribe. Follow, you know what I mean? Like, you know, show some support. Me and my nephew, we doing pretty good for the year. Like I said, I'm 15-6 and with one push, and he's 15-8. So we doing pretty good for beginners. Beginners at podcasts, not at betting. So Dre had to step away for a minute. He's at work. But I'm about to give out my four-team parlay. My four-team parlay for the week, for week eight in the NFL, everybody. Let me get it together for a minute. 1 second. Get it together. Let's get it together. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Small Time Hustlers Sports Podcast. And I'm your host, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Like I said, I hope I did a good job today. And I'll be looking forward to spending time with you each and every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. You know, get up, watch some college football. That's what I'm about to do as soon as this is over with. I'm going to jump in the shower. Just had a sandwich, and I got some chips, take my medicine, and you know, watch some football, maybe drink a Corona, something like that. Oh, you back? You back? You just in time?
Yes,
I'm about to give out my my four picks for tomorrow. See if I can keep my winning wave going. For my first pick, for my 14 parlay, I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs -7. Kansas City Chiefs, everybody get their pencils together. Kansas City Chiefs -7. They're going up against the Denver Broncos. That should be an easy one. Well, not easy. Denver play everybody hard, but I'm taking Kansas City -7. For my second pick, I'm going to go with the Jets over the Giants. And I'm going to take a little leap of faith here. I know I told everybody to take the under 35.5, but also I'm going to advise that you combine that with the Jets -3 and under 435. So that's the Jets -3 and under 35.5. Now with the Miami game, it's a little tricky. Miami is -9.5 and the under over 47. That's too many points. The Patriots is coming off an impressive win. I don't think I thought earlier, but I put a little bit more thought on it just now. I don't think the Dolphins can beat the Patriots by 10. So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna tease it down from 9.5. I'm gonna tease it down to -3. So I'm gonna take the Dolphins -3. The Dolphins -3. And my final 14 parlay, which me and my nephew said we wasn't doing 14s no more, but I'm going to do 14s. I ain't afraid of you. I ain't afraid of being wrong. I believe in myself. And we going 4-0 this week, 4-0. And with my fourth and final pick, I'm taking the Eagles -7 over the Washington Commanders. Eagles -7. I know they haven't been playing good. The Eagles haven't been looking like the Eagles of last year. I know. But I just don't think the Commanders is the team they're supposed to be. I have no faith in the Commanders. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Another one bites the dust. And so I'll go over that one more time. Kansas City -7. The Jets -3 and under 35.5. The Dolphins tease down from 9.5 to -3, and the Eagles -7. Actually, that's 5 picks. I'm really taking a chance. That could blow my whole record. So anyway, Dre, anything you wanted to say before we get up out of here, man?
Can I do three?
Yeah, you can give me how many you want. I mean, I think last time you gave me 3. I think you went 2-1 last time.
Okay. Over the weekend.
Wait a minute, Giants. Okay. Giants over the Jets. Okay.
And I'm gonna take you. I'm gonna take the Cowboys over the Rams. I think they're really going to the
Cowboys over the Rams.
And last but not least, I'm gonna take. I would take the Bengals over the 49ers.
I've been riding with the Bengals all year. This is the first year I didn't pick them. I've been riding with them. They've been winning. They've been winning every time I pick them, they win. So you take the Bengals over the 49ers.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Dre Parlay for week 8 Sunday. Write it down, record it, take a picture, screenshot. He's taking the Giants, the Cowboys, and Cincinnati. And there you have it. That concludes the podcast for Saturday. If you wanna make a comment, you know, just go in the Small Time Hustlers podcast group on Facebook, you know, make a post, make a comment. If you use our bets and win, you know what I mean, let us know. If you use them and lose, let us know. Shit, you know, we can't get better without that. You know what I mean? So, you know, like I said, if you use the picks and you win, hey, just come back in the room and just thank us, you know. Baby needs some shoes or something, whatever. And I had a good time, you know what I mean? I want to thank Dre Star for filling in for my nephew, T'Shawn Williams, this week, or I would have been here by myself. And I guess that about wraps it up. I gave you got the free picks. Let's break the bank. You know what I mean? Let's make this money. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about. It's about us winning and them losing. So until next week, oh, and always remember to bet responsibly. Bet with your head and not over it. And I got to get the number to the 1-800-GAMBLER-ANONYMOUS soon in case anybody needs help. But that's it. That's all, ladies and gentlemen. We getting ready to get up out of here. Have fun. Until next week, bet good. And like I said, bet with your head and not over it. We out of here, Dre. Thanks for filling in, Dre.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Or anytime. Thank you.